coming to you live from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's about to talk to a woman who would be a little more excited if we were talking about Survivor Wieners at War. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Rob and Nicole cast preview here for season number 40. And here we are back with a woman who almost 10 years ago to the day did her first Survivor podcast talking about Survivor heroes versus villains. Please welcome back the first lady of podcasting. Don't come for her unless she calls you, Nicole Sesternino.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, yes, Nicole is here. We are back. Survivor preview season 40, 10-year anniversary. Nicole, could you be any more excited?
Yes, if it was Wieners at War, for sure.
Yes, for sure. That's right. Okay. Oh, I'm so pumped up, ready to go. Now, I've talked about this cast at length.
Aren't you tired?
What, from doing
how many podcasts
in one day today? No. Look, I'm not done being excited yet.
Get your finger out of my face.
I will always put my finger in your face because I am still, do not question my excitement about season 40.
Mm-hmm.
Very pumped up still. That, can you believe it?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Who knows 10 years from now what we'll have to talk about at Survivor 60?
Yeah. You know, these guys will be really old.
Yes. Yes. No, this is going to be maybe Survivor 50. Maybe maybe we go to Survivor 50. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? You got 5 more years of podcasting in you?
I think I do at the rate I go.
You could do. Well, Nicole does do a podcast a week for the patrons.
I
on
do,
the Patreon,
yes.
5 for 5. So that's, you know, that's at least if we get to season 50, that could be, you know, that's like almost 300 more podcasts for you.
Well, when you put it like that, I don't know about that.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
You would have to replace this uncomfortable chair.
Yes. Okay. Why? That you would need a more comfortable chair to go 5 more years?
Yeah. And you know what? I think also when you have guests, they can't sit in my chair. They need their own.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a lot of demands right now.
Well, if we're getting bigger and better.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if anybody said that, but we are getting older.
Yeah.
So here we are back again for season number 40. We're going to go through the cast one more time with Nicole. I've said a lot of what I have to say about the season 40 players, but I do have some questions from our patron Facebook group. So we'll get into that as well as we talk through everything as we are getting closer and closer to season 40 now, just days away. We can see it. I can see the Statue of Liberty already. Very, very tiny, of course, creeping up on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Nicole, I'm a little stir crazy. Full disclosure,
he's acting a little weird.
This is I've been podcasting for I'm not sure if this is hour 5 or 6 straight.
It's like he's been trapped in the panic room.
I've been trapped in this room, but we're gonna keep going because we're gonna talk about season number 40 with you. First, how are you, Nicole? Are you
okay.
Pumped up? Like, tell me a little bit about, like, we talk constantly.
Yes. No one wants to hear about my boring stuff.
No. Nicole and I talk, you know, all throughout the day, sometimes at night as well.
Or
and
sometimes not at all.
Sometimes. Most of the times, Nicole is, if anybody is, you know, does not know a lot about our relationship, I do like to talk and talk. And that might not be the same dynamic in all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That I happen to have a wife that does not like to talk. She might like to talk to other people.
I'm really good at talking to other people.
She does seem to like to talk to other people.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
I like to talk and talk and talk. And then I find that either my wife doesn't like what I have to say or doesn't seem to like to talk with me.
I like talking with you. It's just you have a lot to say.
A lot to say. Okay. All right.
And in some ways, this podcast has saved our marriage.
Yes. So, because then I end up getting Nicole up here in this room with the microphones, and then I can ask her questions, and then she feels like slightly more compelled to talk back to me if there's a microphone in front of her.
I take and my we're recording. Work very seriously.
Okay, right. other times of day, I would just talk and just
usually
like,
rolling my
she's
eyes.
She's trying to tune out what I have to say.
It's like Charlie Brown.
Right, right. But this is harder to tune out because I have also there's headphones also that you hear what I'm saying through the headphones also.
Although, not gonna lie. I do tune you out sometimes up here.
Yeah, no, we get that. Anyway, so Nicole is here. We're going to talk about Survivor Season 40. What's your excitement level? Like, what about in amongst you, your mom friends?
They don't care.
Nobody's pumped up. That
some of my coworkers are pretty pumped up for it. Okay, and they're trying to get tickets for next Wednesday.
Well, good luck. Good luck.
One person said she would even just serve hors d'oeuvres.
No, hard pass. No, thank you. No, thank you. We're sold out for our big premiere party coming up on February 12th. We're going to have a ton of survivors there, red carpet, and a ton of press outlets are going to be there for February 12th. That's a sold out show if you wanted to get a ticket for that event. If you're in the LA area and you would like to come out and see us for March 11th, we'll be at the El Portal Theater for a Know-It-Alls in North Hollywood. And
that'll be really fun too.
We're going to be in New York. That's a sold out show also on April 1st. So got nothing for you for New York on April 1st.
But go to the after party.
Let's not advertise that. Let's not.
Just kidding. Yeah, you're not invited.
we've got too many people.
Yeah.
And then for Atlanta, Georgia, we'll be at the Ron Clark Academy.
That's going to be a good one.
Okay. Tickets are still available for that one. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/events for information on all of those things. And I just announced recently, Nicole, I'm going to start doing, in addition to all the other podcasts that we have coming up, I'm going to start doing a patron-only Survivor pregame show. Mm-hmm. I told you about this the other night on the Patreon 5 for 5.
Yes, I always learn new things.
You seemed unhappy that I was going to be doing a Survivor pregame show.
It wasn't that I was unhappy. That just meant more time that I have to wrangle the monsters downstairs by myself.
Yes. I mean, this is my job. This is what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. So Survivor pregame show coming up at 7:00 Eastern, starting in week number 2, patron only. If you want to find out more about everything we have going on for the patrons, head on over to robhasawebsite.com/patron, and you can get to hear the patron 5 for 5, get to hear Nicole every week on the podcast.
And I have some crazy stories.
You do? Yes. Do you have crazy stories tonight?
And they just come to me. I can't really, okay. I can't do it. Like, I can't plan anything.
Okay. All right. Nicole, season number 40. Here we go. Of course, that for new listeners to the podcast, Nicole has a good track record with being able to predict winners, which is impressive because Nicole, I think by any account, would say that not the biggest super duper Survivor fan.
Yeah, no.
But Nicole has intuition.
I have some talent.
Nicole has something that is not analytical.
It makes no sense.
Makes no sense, but Nicole has feelings.
It's lots of feelings.
Not always for me, but
they're usually angry feelings.
Angry feelings. But Nicole has been able to have premonitions in the past. And that
I wouldn't call them premonitions.
She has a feeling, and then she can tell sometimes on occasion.
I tune in.
Yes, yes. In the history of Rob's podcast, what was it, 4 winners, 5 winners you've predicted correctly?
It was 7.
Nicole Stradamus, some have called her. Yeah. It was not 7. It was not 7. It was Fabio.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was Kim.
Kim.
I believe it was Mike.
Uh-huh.
It was Jeremy the second time he played.
The second time.
And then, I believe most recently, it was Teaching Time with Tommy.
I feel like there was another one in between there.
I think you might be exaggerating.
I came close with Dominic Abate.
You did come close with Dominic Abate, but that as Wendell would, being on this cast, prove, you did not, that was
I did not get it.
Yes. Coming in second is not a winner. Mm-hmm. It's not a winner make. Mm. Okay.
It's pretty close.
Okay. All right. Because if that was the case, I think I had the second place winner about 7 or 8 times.
You did. So, you did not.
Okay, Nicole. Let's then start to look at this cast. Survivor Winners at War. When did you first find out about Survivor Winners at War?
Way before it was announced.
Way before it was announced. You're tapped in.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have sources. You were tapped in, and you knew about it from way back when.
Yes, and so mostly from the people that were very upset over it.
Yeah, and you're pumped up for season 40. You said you said you didn't like season 39.
Who did?
So season 40, you're ready to go for Winners at War.
Yes, I think we're all ready to just forget 39 ever happened and move on.
Yep. So how do you want to do this? Or did you want to quickly just give us your thoughts on the first week of Australian Survivor?
It was good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who are some of your favorites?
That guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So any other thoughts?
That girl.
Yeah, the girl. Yes. Okay. All right. So Winners at War. Do you want me to just give you names of people? Do you
want to? This is your show. I just show up.
Well, I want to figure out how do I get the best stuff out of you. Do you want to talk about people you're excited about? Do you want to?
Hey, why don't you just name some people and I'll talk about it.
Okay. You want to talk about men first or women first?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about. Give me a woman first. Let's start the show off with a woman.
Okay. Nicole, tell me about a person that is a longtime friend of yours.
Okay.
All right. Parvati is back this season.
Parvati. I didn't, honestly, did not ever think she would be back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You ended
I mean,
up,
she told me she never wanted to go back.
She never wanted to go back.
Yes.
Now, that was before she was a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's married now to John Fincher.
Uh-huh. She's very happy.
You know, some say that you and I had a very small part in the bringing John Fincher and Parvati together.
Well, I don't think we did. I think we tried and she shut that down and was like, no, I definitely don't want to date that guy.
I think that he was talking about on a podcast that he would consider dating her and she shut it down hard. I mean, she might have been negging him.
Maybe. And it was a hard no.
Yes. We brought it up on a podcast to her. She was like, no way.
No, definitely not.
That guy is not my type.
No.
Not going for that. So they're married now. And they have a baby.
Fast forward, they have the cutest little girl.
Okay. Nicole, what do you want to tell me about Parvati and her chances here in this season?
I think Parvati is someone that you can never, ever underestimate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that she is, obviously she's a player.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows how to work people.
Knows how to work people.
But so do most of these people here.
Okay. All right. So do you feel good about it? Do you feel like Parvati still has it?
I think she still has it, but I think everybody knows she has it.
Yes. Okay. So, do you think that she is going to be a target for people?
I mean, I feel like every time I talk about a person, I say, yeah, everybody's a target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Parvati says one of her pet peeves is heavy breathing.
I hear you, especially if it's bad breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's you're not a fan?
No.
Okay. All right. So, Nicole, are you feeling good or bad about Parvati?
Well, I feel like there might be a lot of heavy breathing like at nighttime during like sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's like snoring. Yeah.
Or some people don't snore, but they breathe heavily.
Yeah. What do you think? If you have like, Nicole, you're a mom of young children. I mean, our kids are a little bit older than Parvati. I feel like that though, you would welcome a trip to Survivor, even though you've had no interest in playing Survivor before in the past.
It sounds glorious at this point in my life.
Yes. You recently told me that your fantasy is to tell me that you're going to work and then just go and live in a hotel.
Check into a hotel. Not live there. Just check into a hotel.
Yes.
Get in the robe. Put my hair in a
towel. Do you think that this is like wish fulfillment for some of these parents to go play Survivor and then just be away from their houses for 39 days?
Yeah. I was thinking about this before and I feel like after being so deep in the mom vortex,
mm-hmm.
that being released into the wild.
Yes.
Is not unsimilar to like a kid growing up with really strict parents mm-hmm. and then finally getting a taste of freedom and then they start doing keg stands everywhere.
Yes.
Like, I feel like it's not unsimilar to that.
So you think that the Survivor players might just lose their minds, be away from their kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be wild.
Yes. They might either play like super hard or be like, I feel like what I would do is like, I don't care what you guys do. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
go kill each other.
Nicole, so are you going to apply for Survivor Season 41?
I may or may not have already sent in a video.
Okay. So, all right, back to Parvati. Any other thoughts on Parvati?
I think that, as always,
I feel like as a Parvati insider, I feel like you don't have anything.
I haven't really spoken to Parvati in a long time.
Yeah, but I feel like that as somebody who spent time with Parvati.
I know that Parvati she's a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's very engaging to talk to. She knows how to listen. And she's really good with people.
Okay. All right. Do you feel like she will win? Do you feel like she is too much of a threat?
I feel like if anybody who is as big a threat as she is, she's the one that can pull it off.
Okay. All right. So sort of a lot of hedging, I feel like, on Parvati.
Well, I'm saying that she's a target.
Yes.
But I think that she can move through it.
Okay. Tell me about Natalie Anderson. Do you have any experience with Natalie Anderson?
I have never met Natalie Anderson.
Yes.
I feel like she's a lot of fun.
Natalie Anderson, a lot of fun.
A lot of fun to be around.
Former Miss Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Former Amazing Race contestant.
Yes. And she's big into, what is it, CrossFit?
CrossFit.
Yes. She drank the Kool-Aid.
I mean, she's way into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends at work keep trying to get me to do CrossFit.
Oh my God, you fool!
Okay.
Yeah, I drank the orange Kool-Aid, so yeah. I'm not doing it.
What do you need to do CrossFit for?
Probably just to hurt myself.
Yeah. Okay. Any thoughts on Natalie Anderson?
I don't really know Natalie.
Okay.
Aside from what I see on TV.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, most people that are like watching Survivor and doing predictions, they don't really know her either.
Mm. Well, I think it's unfair because I do know some of these people.
Well, some people you do, yeah. and then you could tell us what you...
Isn't she on the same tribe as Jeremy?
Yes,
Isn't
she
that
is.
Isn't going to be a problem for everybody else?
I mean, or it could make them targets.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to say. I mean, how do you feel about Natalie Anderson going into the season?
I think that she's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people like her. I don't know if she's as big of a threat as like the Parvatis and the Tonys and the
mm-hmm.
and the Boston Robs.
Yes, yeah. I think that's fair. That's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel good about Natalie
Anderson?
I think
that's a great thing for her, right?
I would think that that's a good thing to not be as big of a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just keep going with other people.
I don't know. You're.
I'm looking for.
You're
some,
steering the ship here.
I'm looking for some insight.
Well,
looking
that is
for
my insight.
Okay.
I'm not a Survivor strategist.
Yeah. Okay. But why don't you say that they're going to go far? They're going to not go far?
I think that Natalie will go far.
Okay. Natalie Anderson, Nicole says she feels like is
I'm getting
going...
some good vibes off of Natalie.
Good vibes. Okay.
I wouldn't mess with her. She's very strong.
All right. What about Michelle Fitzgerald? I'll stick with this. This is all one tribe.
Okay.
All right. Michelle Fitzgerald.
I've never met Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michelle is super hot.
Okay.
Might have a girl crush.
Okay.
Bro, I know.
and I think she's coming into the game pretty hard from like the interviews that I've seen that she just wants to prove that, you know, she deserves to be there.
Yes. She wants to prove, you know, that she came into this season with that she came out of the controversy with who should have won. Should have been Aubrey. Should have been Michelle. Aubrey, you know, ended up coming back two other times since then. Hasn't had as good of a run as she had back in Koh Rong. Here comes Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michelle is set up pretty well, ready to be underestimated, I think.
I don't know. I kind of got the feeling that she might play pretty hard because she's trying to prove that she deserves to be there.
Yeah. Okay. So do you feel like that is a miscalculation?
I think with all of these superstars, it might be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They might just be looking out for like the big heavy hitters.
True, which I think would be a mistake for her to then come out and play very hard.
Yeah, she just needs to be who she is.
If they're not looking for you, then don't, you know, stand out.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nicole, then Denise Stapley.
Has she been FaceTiming you again?
Denise Stapley, yes. That Denise Stapley recently commented that somebody linked to a clip.
Yeah, I'm glad she's still laughing.
Yes. Nicole, Nicole has, I've shared many stories about how Nicole, who seemingly does not want to talk to me, she also is very concerned about if anybody else is trying to talk to me. And
no,
so,
I'm not really concerned about anybody else. Like you get a million texts from a million people, million girls all the time, and it doesn't bother me.
Yes,
but if you get a FaceTime, like that's different.
Okay, so that I do have to connect with various Survivor players and interview guests through various different means. Some people can do Skype. I don't have Skype on my computer, and I had done a FaceTime with Denise Stapley, and. Yeah, that she uses a handle that says she's a gal.
It was Goofy Gal.
Okay,
and that sounded like someone who was trying to get with you.
A Goofy Gal.
It seemed
okay.
Like it.
All right, that's I guess that sounds like me.
Yeah,
and Nicole, looked at my. I think she saw my iPad.
Your iPad was it was next to me.
Says, who is this goofy gal that you're FaceTiming with?
First of all, I don't think I said it in that voice,
yes.
But I do think there was an F-bomb.
Yes. Okay. That's the accusatory voice. Anyway, here's Denise Stapley, my winner pick that I got right.
Your
in
only
Survivor
one.
Philippines. Yes. So she is back, Nicole.
Yes.
How are you feeling about Denise Stapley?
Aside from that incident, which I won't forget, I think she's in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's looking to vote her out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Denise went to every tribal council her
and survived.
First time through.
Yeah.
And she survived.
Is that a record?
It is a record. Mm-hmm. Nobody else has ever done that. So Denise is somebody who I think could be under the radar once again.
I feel like, yeah, she's coming in under the radar. No one's coming in looking for Denise.
Okay. So you say thumbs up or thumbs down for Denise?
Thumbs up.
Okay. All right. So far, I think you've said thumbs up for everybody.
I'm really, I feel like this is a girl's season.
Girl's season.
I'm really hoping it's a girl's season.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Hasn't been a girl's season in a while. Lady, I prefer to say a woman's season.
Yeah. It's the seasons that it was a female season. I mean, those women are on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about Danny Boatwright. What do you know about Danny Boatwright?
Nothing.
Yes.
And that's good, right?
Yes. I mean, not to be confused with Danny's bolt hole. That's something totally different.
I don't want to know what that is.
Okay. Danny Boatwright, Nicole. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So.
I know she was like a sports broadcaster, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she knew who the football player was, or was there something that she.
Gary Hogaboom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
So here she is, the winner of Survivor Guatemala. She's back, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Danny Boatwright?
Well, I feel like no one's coming into the game going, oh, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think it's good that she, you know, was successful in a pretty much like an occupation that was pretty much all men.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows how to deal with these dudes.
Yes, she knows how to deal with those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel good or bad about Danny Boatwright?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's looking for her.
Nobody's looking for Danny Boatwright. All right, let me ask you a question from Derek, who said...
Derek, your assistant?
Yes. A lot of people talk about an unsuspecting winner as the next Amber... As Sandra was in Heroes vs. Villains, that being someone like Danny or Michelle. But what players out there are aware of this, and will we see them do something about it? You know, I've talked for a long time as these are the types of players that you want to watch out for coming back into this type of a season. Do you think that the game has evolved to the point where that the people who are out there know that the most dangerous players are the ones that nobody is looking for?
I feel like that has Tyson written all over it.
Okay. All right. That's smart.
Yeah. I feel like that Tyson would totally pick up on that and get rid of all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see if that becomes a thing in season 40, if the game, if these all-star seasons continue to evolve.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, tell me about Adam Klein.
Oh, Adam. Isn't he traveling the world for, like, flipping a coin?
Yes, he is. Yes. He's working on, a coin flip trip, I believe is the name of it. You could, I think there's links on his Instagram if you want to check that out.
He can talk to Parvati about her trip.
She went around the world for free once upon a time, a very long time ago. They are on the same tribe. I'm not sure if his trip was invented yet at the time that they played the season. But, okay, Adam Klein. How do you feel about Adam Klein coming back, Nicole?
I like Adam Klein. He's a very fun guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting a good feeling about Adam this season.
Yes, why not?
I feel like he's gonna be targeted early.
Why?
Because he's just like
too lovable.
He's very huggable and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a super fan, right?
He's a super duper fan.
He's got a lot of energy. And I feel like these old vets are tired and cranky. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to put up with that.
They don't like his youthful exuberance?
Yes.
Yes.
You got a bunch of old cranks.
Okay. So they're not going to appreciate the excitement of...
For a survivor super duper fan like me.
Like Adam.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you're saying thumbs down on Adam and his return.
I'm sorry, Adam, but I think so.
Okay. All right. First person that you've said that you don't feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then tell me about Ben.
Ben, what is not to like about Ben?
Okay, I didn't know you were a Ben fan.
Well, I don't think I was as big a fan on the show as I am in real life. Like, just following him on Instagram, he just seems like such a nice guy.
Did you ever meet Ben?
No, but I really want to.
Yes.
So I feel like me and Ben would be really good friends.
Okay, this is surprising. I've never heard you mention this before. So what is he posting that is really resonating with you?
Just his personal life, and I feel connected
to him. Like, what about his personal life?
Please don't ask me these kind of questions, because you know I forget.
Okay, but you feel that you say that you couldn't tell me what these things are, but you feel like he's posted things and that you've said, oh, I like that. I like Ben.
I like Ben.
But you don't remember why.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I like Ben.
Mm-hmm. He just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. And so, all right. So you like Ben. I think he has a chance to really be underestimated. I do think that he...
But he's a big, strong guy.
Yes.
And I feel like they're gonna target that.
Well, who is?
The people in the game.
Okay, so the people in the game are going to target Ben because he's a big, strong guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he is underestimated because I think people think that he just finds idols and they think he actually had a pretty good game going on.
Well, I think they're gonna be suspect of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good resume.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So you say thumbs up or thumbs down for Ben?
I want to say a big thumbs up for Ben, but I'm only going to give him a little thumbs up.
Okay. A smaller thumbs up. What does that mean? Merge?
Yeah, merge.
Okay. All right. Tell me about Ethan Zahn, another person that you have spent some time with in real life. Ethan Zahn.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Back. We're very pumped up to see Ethan again.
Yes.
All right. What do you think about Ethan and his chances?
All I'm going to say is that if you even mention voting out Ethan, you're a really big jerk.
You're a jerk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I agree. Ethan's got a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have known Ethan for, 16, 17 years?
A long time.
Yes. Long.
He was at our wedding.
Yes. And Ethan, super nice guy, been through hell and back with cancer, and it really was, there were points where, there was not great news he beat cancer and then it came back and then he was in a fight for his life and made it all the way back. Now here he is on Survivor, Nicole, and how do you feel about Ethan?
I'm feeling good about Ethan. Ethan is a really fun guy. He's very charismatic. He's engaging to talk to, and he's a really good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, pulls you in when you're talking to him.
Yeah.
And he's got a story for everything.
Got a lot of stories. Yeah. I mean, that he has been, you know, speaking and raising money for grassroots soccer for, you know, almost since he got off the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's raised $80 million for the HIV, you know,
that's
research and with grassroots soccer. So really, really an amazing story for Ethan. The question for me from Ivan. Ivan wants to know, Rob, if you were on a tribe with Ethan in All Stars, would you have been willing to work with him, or would the winner target be too much? Look,
you would have worked with anybody.
I was looking for any person that wanted to work with me on Survivor All Stars. I do feel, though, that I was somebody that Ethan was targeting coming into Survivor All Stars. And that's why I sort of like look at the newer players, and I feel like, oh, they're in trouble, because I feel like that the past players look at the new players and say, oh, we gotta get rid of that guy.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Oh, I watched his season. He's sneaky. Where I feel like that the younger players have like reverence for the older players. I feel like that the older players like, all right, we're not messing with this guy.
Yeah.
And Ethan was certainly not alone in thinking that, but you know, and watching like the different like, you know, pre-season interviews and stuff like that. You know, I think Ethan mentioned in a couple of them that I was somebody that he wouldn't trust based on what he saw from the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you didn't stand a chance.
I mean, in hindsight, I thought I did. Yeah. I thought I didn't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ethan has a good chance here.
Mm-hmm. I think he has a great chance.
Here. So you say thumbs up for Ethan.
I'm saying big thumbs up for Ethan. And okay, if you mention voting out Ethan, you're a dick.
Okay. Whoa. Nicole, tell me about Jeremy Collins, who was a former winner pick of yours before Second Chances. How are you feeling about Jeremy in Third Chances?
I'm feeling great about Jeremy.
Yes.
I've never met Jeremy.
Yes.
But I feel like we're almost best friends.
You're almost best friends.
Almost.
Why?
Because he's that kind of guy. He's nice. And I follow him on Instagram and he has nice pictures.
That's how he gets
you. Yes. Everybody, they just get me on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. So.
No, he's nice. He you know, he has this. He's a family man. He loves his wife. He loves his kids. He's got stories to tell.
Yes.
He's a great person. He's a great person for Survivor.
He is. He is. Jeremy has everything going on.
He might be perfect.
Great story. Won $1 million. Went back to work at the fire department.
He's a fireman.
He's got a big family.
Mm-hmm. His kids are the most beautiful kids that have ever walked the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that even means like our kids are less than that.
Yeah. No, it's fair.
It's fair.
It's very fair. Val is great.
Mm-hmm.
But are people going to say like, okay, well, this Jeremy, he has it all together.
I feel like he might hypnotize them with his eyes.
Hypnotized with his eyes.
Like he has like a superpower.
Yes.
He might just hypnotize people.
Some people say that was Stephen Fishback, was he really the key part for Jeremy last time out?
I think that no.
Okay. All right. That Jeremy said in one of his interviews that Stephen said he hopes that Jeremy does bad, because then if JT did bad without Stephen, and then Jeremy did bad without Steven, that would prove
what a key
cog.
Always thinking of himself.
Yeah. I wonder, does he like hope that, you know, if he's not on the know-it-alls that I have a bad show?
Probably.
So people say, oh, see, he needs Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say
it. Okay. Nicole, tell me, we have a question from one of our listeners, Bob, who says, I know a lot of people are high on Jeremy. What are the chances of him winning back-to-back on two all-star type seasons? I guess you could ask the same question for Tyson and Sarah. I mean, Tyson went on a half all-star and half new player season.
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if are we answering like in terms of like Jeremy's ranking, like versus Sandra, like, or Tyson or Sarah, but I mean, I think that Jeremy has, you know, a very good shot here. He's in like sort of like he didn't play too long ago. He didn't play so recently that he's just top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I think Jeremy's got a shot at this thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you say thumbs up for Jeremy.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Now, tell me about Boston, Rob, Mariana.
What can I possibly say? Like, yes. He's Boston Rob.
Yes, Boston Rob is here.
Yes, he probably never left.
I think he did go home.
He did?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Nicole, you've met Boston Rob in real life.
Yes.
Yes?
I have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on Rob Mariano?
I have met him in real life, but I don't think I've ever had a conversation with him.
Yes, yes. In fairness, whenever I talk to him, Rob is very nice. That he always asks, you know, how you're doing, uh-huh. How the family is doing. So he's very nice like that.
Mm-hmm.
Rob takes family very seriously.
He's a family man.
Yes,
he's Italian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole, what are your thoughts on Boston Rob here in this season?
He's Boston Rob. I mean, he's coming in with probably like the biggest target out of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody can do it, it's him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not getting a good feeling off of it.
You don't feel
good
about
Rob.
No,
he's also got Amber too.
Yes. All right. Well, let's bring Amber into this also.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Long layoff. She hasn't played since, you know, basically she hasn't played from but like 27 days after I last played. And she has done the Amazing Race a couple times since then.
Yeah, popped out a few kids.
Yeah, had some kids. And now here she is back on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
On the opposite tribe from Boston Rob.
Yeah.
But she's back too. How do you feel about Amber?
I'm excited to see Amber come back.
Yes.
I am.
Okay.
I think she's going to do better than Rob is going to do.
Yeah, but do you think she's going to go far?
I think she could,
mm-hmm.
but I think here's what I think they both should do.
Yes.
I think that they should just both get voted off early
mm-hmm.
and not go to Edge of Extinction and just go on the trip.
Just go on the
go on the trip.
Well, that Nicole, I think that when there is Edge of Extinction, I don't think there's a trip. Like, I don't think that they plan a...
What about the people who don't go? Okay, I mean, can't you choose to go or not?
Yes, you can choose to go or not.
Uh-huh.
So far, there's never been a person who has chosen not to go to the Edge of Extinction.
I think they should be the first ones.
And then there's only been two people who have left the Edge of Extinction so far in the history of the show.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to send them on a trip to go anywhere. I feel like that if anything, they're going to want to go home.
So even if they go... I wouldn't... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't go home.
So in this scenario...
Or just go to Edge of Extinction and just mm-hmm. chill out.
Yeah.
Just enjoy. Like there's no kids. Mm-hmm. You don't have to work. Just hang out. Let other people deal with their drama and just enjoy the childless time.
Yeah, it's a beach.
It's a beach. Just enjoy.
So you would like the Edge of Extinction.
Make your own love
hut. Yeah. Yeah. Love hut.
Yeah.
Is that something that you would be interested in? A love hut?
It depends who's there.
Okay. All right. Well, that was very
I mean,
very
if you were
insulting.
There,
yes,
obviously
yes.
is what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Nicole, so you feel better about Amber than Boston Rob.
Yeah.
All right. So Edward Morris wants to know, if Rob and Amber are on the edge together, should one quit and go back home to the kids?
No.
Now, I talked about with Angie Kontz on the Character Type podcast about how I think that if Rob gets voted off, I feel like that people aren't going to forget about him. He's going to be on the edge. Amber is going to get voted out because then they're going to know that he's out there. A lot of people brought up, though, well, how will they know what's going on the Edge of Extinction, which is a great question. We just don't know. Will the players know the Edge of Extinction? Extinction is in play. If so, how will they know?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be then?
Oh, that's true.
At the merge, is it going to be? Even though Jeff Probst teased in Survivor 38, sometimes you just know that a moment is going to be iconic. Somehow, when the returnees came back from the edge, that did not make it into the best clips of all time.
Did you make it in?
40. I did not.
Oh,
no.
That's really messed up. I'm going to write a letter.
No. Well, they don't show the Heidi and Jenna stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Now we're sort of, we've moved past that.
Yeah.
We've moved past that. So we got to find other clips from Survivor the Amazon. There must have been.
I'm sure you've given them
some
plenty.
Other moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so then Should Rob walk off the edge of extinction, or should he stay there?
He should stay there.
Yeah, he probably has a better chance. You know, this is my idea, sort of like a shoot the moon type idea. That probably, as it was pointed out to me, the best chance is still for Rob to come back from the edge of extinction and Underwood this thing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. James wants to know, James Bootsman wants to know, what players on Boston Rob's tribe might want to work with him? Is it possible for him to get into a majority alliance? If I'm looking at the Boston Rob tribe, then, I mean, I think Ethan would work with him. I think that Parvati would work with him. I think that Jeremy would work with him. You know, I would have said Ben, but Ben wrote down his name with, if he's got Jeremy, he could have Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it's crazy. I mean, Rob is really good in the challenges and he could lead the team to victory for a couple times out. So I think he's got a shot.
Yeah.
He's got a shot to potentially, you know, get a couple of victories under his belt and then build some momentum.
You think all those old school players are going to stick together?
I think that they would. Yeah. I mean, if I was playing, you know, I feel like that I'm in a weird spot where I feel like that I know the old school players, but then, you know, I feel like kind of a connection to the newer players from, you know, the podcast and everything. But I feel like that, here's somebody that I've known for 10 years. I feel like I would, you know, be closer with them than somebody that I've seen on TV recently.
Mm-hmm. Unless the girls can band together, pull in Ben, and then, you know, take those guys out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That would be nice.
Who, Rob and Ethan?
Yeah. Well, not Ethan.
Okay. Well, what guys are you talking about?
Well, who else is on this tribe?
Jeremy?
Oh, don't take out Jeremy.
Ben?
No, but Ben is with the girls.
Adam Klein?
Take out Adam.
Why are they taking out Adam Klein?
Because you can't touch Ethan and you can't touch Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and then one other question about Amber from Chris. Amber said in pregame press that she wants to bring some of the old school game back to Survivor. With this in account, in addition to that, almost all of her promotional material focuses on Rob as her husband and not her own character. Do you think that Amber is most likely to be purpled? If not, who is your purple pick? Okay. Do you think that there is somebody that on the season that's not going to get a lot of airtime?
Isn't there always?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Amber has ever really been known for the one-liners. Like, I don't think she's somebody that really dominates the confessionals.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many big personalities on this season.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's possible, but I do think that she would have a lot of confessionals about, you know, being apart from her husband and if he's on the edge of extinction and what's that going to be like. So I think that she will.
I mean, that's a big story, like a married couple on the season. Like that's a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, imagine you and I were both competing on the season.
Ooh, what do you think would happen?
I don't know. I think that you would try to vote me out.
No, I wouldn't.
Potentially.
If I had to, I would. Yeah,
you wouldn't be above that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Who's going to be purple? I mean, I think that there are a couple of... I mean, Danny certainly has a chance to be purple.
True.
Denise could get lost in the in the shuffle. I think that Michelle... I don't think she will, but I think, you know, it's not outside of the realm of possibility.
No, Michelle's too pretty. They're gonna want to put her on camera.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily in confessional.
Yeah, she's a funny girl.
I think she's funny.
Yeah.
She didn't have a ton of confessionals even in Koh Rong when she won. And then with the guys, I think that Nick could be somebody who, you know, I think that Nick in his season got a lot of confessionals, and I feel like that he was really the avatar of David versus Goliath. So they had him like a lot of things, like as a David, you know, us Davids. And,
did he get
super
buff for the season? It seems like he got bigger.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like that without the David versus Goliath theme, like I feel like that, I don't know if Nick is going to have a ton of things to talk about. Sarah is somebody else could get maybe not that many confessionals.
Mm-hmm.
So We'll see. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be people that go out early that are not going to have a lot of time on the edge of extinction. I think that that's going to be probable. Or not a lot of confessionals on the edge of extinction. All right. Nicole.
They give you food on the edge of extinction, right? Well, they give you a little bit, right?
I think you have to like hike up and get rice that you can fish.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nicole. Yes. Tell me about Kim.
Kim. Another, I don't think I've actually ever met her, but she's a very charismatic woman.
Mm-hmm.
She, I mean, from what I know from watching her and from what people say, she's very, she pulls you in.
Mm-hmm.
She listens to you and she's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Kim is...
And she's one of my winner picks, so it makes it better.
She is a natural conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kim didn't have a million, you know, funny confessionals in her season.
No.
You know, she was a lot of, like, strategy talk in her confessionals.
But she let people feel safe and heard.
Yeah. And she is, you know, such a gifted Survivor player, dominant win in Survivor One World. This is a question from Will Harrington. What does Kim do to get the target off of her back pregame? I don't think she understands how the others think she is or how threatening the others think she is.
Are they out for her?
A lot of people have mentioned her as being a threatening person. I've said that I feel like that, yeah, it's a concern, but I feel like
I feel like that's going to be forgotten real quick when the heavy hitters come in.
When you're around Kim, like, I don't feel that she comes off as threatening.
Yeah.
I think that you sort of like that she has a reputation, but then you're like,
she's a cool girl to be around.
Kim's the best.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah. So I think she's one of the few people that can overcome a target.
I think so.
So, what do you say? Thumbs up or thumbs down for Kim?
Thumbs up for Kim.
Thumbs up for Kim.
Yeah.
All right. Nicole, tell me about Queen Sandra.
Oh, Sandra.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I say? She's Sandra.
She's Sandra.
She's Sandra. She's amazing. I love Sandra.
We love Sandra.
I love Sandra.
We love Sandra. We want to see Sandra go as far as possible.
I want her to come to our house and whip our kids into shape.
Yeah. That when... Anthony is...
Like she would not put up with this nonsense.
Yeah, telling her, no, you're not my mom. I'm mad at you.
You know what? I can get loud too. What the...
Yeah.
He needs that.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe then they'll listen.
Did he say that to you?
What?
You're not my mom?
He says a lot of things. We don't need to repeat them on the podcast.
He told somebody who was blocking our driveway. I have a long history of driveway blockers that he went up to somebody who was blocking our driveway and said, if you park here again, I'm going to drop kick you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's what
I was proud.
That was what Reem used to say on the edge of it. That's how they learned about drop kicking.
That's how they know.
Like, dude, I'm going to drop kick you.
Yeah.
So that was from Reem. Mm-hmm. Reem taught them that. Anyway, Reem would be good with the kids also.
I would love for Reem to come also, but mostly Sandra.
Yeah. I think that Reem might be able to shape them up and really, really tell them off.
Screw you, dude.
Yeah.
And I think Anthony would say the same thing back to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. You know what, dude? It's fine.
All right. Anyway, Nicole.
Sandra.
Sandra. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down for Sandra.
I feel like Sandra's kind of mellowed out as she's gotten a little older, right? She was mellow on the last season. She took people in, kind of took like the motherly role for them.
What show did you watch?
The one that was just on where she had her big head.
Oh,
in,
season.
Yeah.
The Island of the Idol.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about Game Changers.
No.
Okay. All right. So you feel like that she might be coming into this ready to mentor some of the players.
Yes. I mean, that's... She was in that zone not too long ago. It was like 5 days before.
So you feel like we could see a less cutthroat Sandra here?
I think she'll still be cutthroat.
In this season.
She just might be smiling when she does it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe she is going to, take some people under her wing.
Yeah, one of her doggies died.
Yes. No,
very
sad. Very sad.
I'm so sorry, Sandra.
Very sorry. Okay. So you say thumbs up or thumbs down for Sandra?
Well... Even if I wanted to say thumbs down on Sandra, which I don't want to, I would be petrified to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still like thumbs up on Sandra.
Okay. All right. I mean, we can say we love Sandra,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see how she's getting through this.
I'm not saying that. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I love Sandra. Sandra is the queen. The queen stays queen. Sandra's the best.
Mm-hmm. Are we on the other tribe? Or are we still on the same tribe?
She's on another tribe.
Okay.
She's on the tribe with Amber. She's on the tribe
okay.
with Amber and Kim. But yeah, I'm very, very worried about her.
I feel like Kim might try to get Sandra out.
And the queen stays queen.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think Kim is scared of Sandra also.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
Yeah. But I bet Amber and Sandra, the old school players, stick together.
That's not what Amber has been saying in the pregame press.
Well, so much might she might be saying, but who knows what she'll do.
So you think she's lying to the pregame press?
I think if someone wants to work with her, she's going to be like, okay, let's see how this goes.
She says she does not trust Sandra.
Okay.
Dalton Ross asked, who do you want to vote out first? She said Sandra.
Yeah. So. But she wants to play old school. Like, Sandra will play old school.
Okay. All right. So then Josh Gavin says, what big or popular players would Sandra least like to win season 40? And if they do, do you think that she would take her crown as the greatest player, two-time winner of all time? So somebody
is going to take the crown.
Is going if Sandra doesn't win. So do you think that Sandra wants the players, the worst perceived player to win?
To make her look like the best two-time winner?
Yes.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Or maybe somebody that has losses.
Yeah.
That she could say, well, I only lost two times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if Boston Rob wins? She could say, well, you lost three other times.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. All right, Nicole. Then why don't we go ahead and, let's take a moment and thank a sponsor for this episode.
Ooh, who is
of
it?
The podcast. It's our friends over at the Hunt a Killer game. I just got the newest version of the Hunt a Killer game.
Ooh, what is this?
All right, look. Hunt a Killer is a great game, perfect for date night, where instead of just both zoning out on it, luckily we don't have date nights like that.
We're having one. Oh, zoning out?
Yes. We have lame date night.
No, I would never say it's lame.
Yes. Okay. Well, then okay. We have lame date night. Okay. Fine. Now we're playing.
We're hunting a killer.
We're gonna hunt a killer.
Okay.
Okay. How about that? So let's crack open a bottle of wine, roll up our sleeves, and now we're gonna be solving a murder mystery because Hunt a Killer is gonna get you off your phone. You know, maybe I'll put your phone on airplane mode even before we start the
Hunt a
Killer game.
I'll put yours on airplane mode so Goofy Gal can't FaceTime you.
And guess what? Now we're gonna be thrust into an ongoing murder mystery investigation. Now we're like the Tony and Sarah. We're cops.
Yeah.
We're hunting a killer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hunt a Killer brings together people by challenging them to decode their ciphers, examine the clues, and solve the puzzles. It's like an escape room that gets delivered right to your door. Yes, Tony. Typically, this time of year revolves around romance. But now, you could even shake up your Galentine's Day with a Hunt a Killer game night. Trust me, Hunt a Killer, you're going to love it. It's got 2,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Fast Company, named them one of the most innovative entertainment companies of 2019. Plus, the proceeds from every box, part of the proceeds of every box, go to the Cold Case Foundation to help fund cold case investigations. So be sure to give it a try. If you like true crime documentaries and escape rooms, this is like if they had a baby, and not the kind of baby where it's like, hey,
you gotta wake up in the middle of the night.
Well, let me go back on Survivor because I got this baby at home. No, it's like the kind of baby that you don't want to put down. True crime documentary and an escape room all in one. Very fun way to connect with friends and family. Right now, for our listeners, head on over to huntakiller.com/Rob. Use promo code Rob at checkout for 20% off your first box. Head to huntakiller.com/Rob for 20% off to show support for the podcast at huntakiller.com/Rob. See if you have what it takes to hunt a killer. All right, back to these 20 killers that are back for this season, Nicole.
Let's do it.
We talked about Tony and Sarah. What about Sarah? Sarah Lucina.
Sarah Lucina. First, she
was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was a criminal. Now she's back.
Mm-hmm. What is she now?
Nobody knows.
Nope. I guess it all depends on what role she's taking on, huh?
Yeah, yes. We'll see.
Yes.
We'll see. What is she going to be?
Well, I think Sarah's got a big target, right? No one trusts her.
I would.
Yeah. Or is it the opposite?
Yeah, no, I think people are very concerned. People are very concerned about Sarah, that she just played. She played a pretty dirty game.
A dirty
Game Changers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think people are very worried about Sarah.
And I think they should be.
You think they should be. So what do you feel? How do you feel about Sarah? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Sarah was my winner pick once upon a time.
Was it the season she won?
No. But that should count.
No, it doesn't.
I think it should.
But it doesn't. It should. Your opinion does not matter. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I saw something in her that ended up paying dividends down the road.
No, so you have to be like me and Jeremy, where I knew it wasn't there the first season. Like, I knew. And then the second season, I was like, all right, he's got it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Nicole, how do you feel about Sarah?
I don't feel good about Sarah.
Why?
I feel like she's too big of a target.
Big target. Mm-hmm. Big target on Sarah. Okay.
I feel like Sandra might not be having that either.
Well, they were together on the same tribe in Game Changers. Sarah was one of the people that voted out Sandra.
And Sandra doesn't forget.
And Sarah said that she could be considered the best player of all time because she also voted out Sandra, who was the best.
Sandra don't like that.
Well, I don't think Sandra heard that yet. Okay. Yeah. All right. Nicole, tell me about Sophie. Have you met Sophie?
I have met Sophie.
You've met Sophie. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sophie is back.
Yes.
So I'm very happy Sophie is here. Really happy for my friend Sophie that she got to go play Survivor again.
I'm happy too.
I think it was in doubt whether or not she would ever play Survivor again, be asked back.
Mm-hmm. Or even agree to go.
I think she wanted. I mean, I think the timing had to be right, but I think that she has wanted to.
Is she married now or engaged? Did they have the wedding yet?
She's married.
She's married now.
Yes. Yes. So, Nicole, tell me about Sophie.
Sophie. Very, very smart lady.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like her and Sandra might be a deadly combination.
Deadly in a good way?
In a good way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You think they're going to get along?
I do.
Okay. All right. So you're shipping the
I think that Sophie, she's smart. And I think she knows that, you know, working with someone like Sandra can also be like, I don't know. I was going to say like a shield for her, but I don't think so. Sandra's more of the, not me.
Yes, anybody but me.
Anybody but me.
It's not, well, not me.
All right, all right. Holy moly.
All right, so thumbs up or thumbs down for Sophie?
I want to say thumbs up for Sophie.
Okay. All right. What about Yul Kwan? You have any thoughts on Yul Kwan?
It's been a long time. I know that he worked for the president, right?
Which one?
Didn't he work for Obama? Did I make that up?
Not sure if that's on his bio.
Let's Google it.
I'm not gonna say definitely not.
I feel like I heard that. I know I didn't make it up, but I do make things up in my head.
No, I mean that. I guess he did. That he was in the deputy. That from 2009, he was the deputy chief of the FCC's Consumer and Government Affairs Bureau. So
that's quite a title.
Yeah, he's had a lot. He's been a lot of different places. Facebook.
He worked at Facebook.
He did.
Yikes.
Yep. 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 Okay. So he's had a lot of different chapters in his career. Okay. So
things must not be going well if he's on Survivor.
Why do you say that?
I'm just kidding.
Nicole. All right. Tell me about Yul. Do you feel good about Yul?
I don't feel anything.
No, nothing.
I don't really feel anything.
All right, well, maybe I can get your cold heart to feel something. Yul has said that because of his close friend Jonathan Penner, of course, that Jonathan Penner's wife Stacy is suffering from ALS, a terrible disease, and it's really been, you know, done a number on Stacey and their family. Yule has said that if he wins the money, that he is going to donate that money to ALS research and is going to ask CBS to match that donation. So how does that make you feel?
Oh, well, turn my cold heart warm.
Okay, Brenda Fitzpatrick says, do you think that Yule's assertion that he wants to win so he can donate the money to charity makes him more or less likely to win? Playing for others versus yourself, does that change how you play? The question for me is that going to be mentioned during the game? Is that something that, does he tell people that during the game? Does he mention that at the final tribal council? Does it not come up until potentially the reunion?
I feel like it's going to come up in the game.
Yeah, I think that potentially it might be something that he says in the game in terms of like, hey, you don't need the money, Yule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not playing for myself.
Yes, I'm actually. Mm-hmm. And then like, oh, that's very noble.
Yeah. And then they're like, get this guy out
of here. Okay, we vote this guy out. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if it comes up on the show or not. But as you know, I don't know Yule particularly well.
Uh-huh. Have you ever met him?
I've met him briefly. I've spoken to him on the podcast. I love Jonathan Penner. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel terrible about the
what they're going through.
His wife is lovely. We met her.
We had a nice dinner with them at their house
a number of times. Yeah. You know, it's just that you know, I'm sick about, you know, what's happened with their family over this this disease, where she was, you know, such a vibrant woman, where she was, you know, involved in a million different projects, and then to see, you know, what this disease can do in such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. It's so terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm very touched by what Yule wants to do. And so while I, you know, enjoyed Yule on the show, you know, I don't have like a particular, you know, rooting interest there. That
I feel like with that story, like, you know, you have to root for him.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, sucks for the rest of you.
So that's, you know, what'll have me pulling for Yule. But I think he has an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm going to say thumbs, medium, in the middle.
In the middle. Okay. Yeah. All right. Nicole, tell me then about Wendell.
Oh, Wendell.
Wendell Holland is here.
Mm-hmm.
Back from Ghost Island.
It's like he barely left.
Costing Nicole another victory in the Survivor picks.
Not this time.
Not this time. That he's not, that not the sign that Wendell is not going to cost you.
He's not going to cost it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nicole, what do you feel good or bad about Wendell?
I have met Wendell.
Yes.
No, I didn't really have much conversation with him, but I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very nice guy.
Where'd you meet Wendell?
I met him at the, at his finale. Oh, his finale. And then I met him in New York with Bryce.
Yes, at the live show.
And he's always really nice, and he always comes up to me, says hello, and he's very engaging. He's he's a very social guy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that you know, he has that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then just talking to Kristen, Dominic's wife, about how personable he is and how he sucks you in, like, he's just that guy.
So you're feeling good about Wendell?
I am feeling good about Wendell.
Okay. Do you feel that Wendell is going far?
I do feel like Wendell's going to go far, but because he cost me my my title, I cannot root for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So you're out on Wendell because...
I'm not completely out, but...
Yes. All right. Nicole, Tyson is here.
Tyson.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Tyson, he's our friend.
Mm-hmm.
He is... our son loves him more than he loves us.
Yes, I asked Dominic, who is your favorite Survivor player? And he told me it was Tyson.
Obviously.
So
he has a very deep affinity for Tyson.
Yes, he met him once.
And he was taken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, kids love Tyson. He's like a big kid.
Uh-huh.
He's back.
Mm-hmm.
I've said I think Tyson is set up very well here. I just don't think that people, like, I feel like the fans talk about Tyson as a threat, but I just don't think that the other players view him as a threat. He won 6 years ago. It's a season that, you know, he played right before Tony. I don't think that people looked at Tyson like, oh, what a dirty player, Tyson. That people that played with him, loved him.
Like, he's so goofy that it hides how smart he is.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's very disarming. I've been places with him in person where, you know, that there you like, you know, I've been places you walk around with him, strangers like, hey, Tyson, you know.
We've been to a zoo with him where he pretended to be like a tour guide and gave fake information to people and they believed him.
Right. And I feel like he's non-threatening. He's very disarming. Mm. You know, that people want to be liked by Tyson.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
He's got great stories.
He's got a lot of great stories that he's going to keep you entertained while you're out there. He's fun to be around.
Why would you vote this guy out?
Okay. So I feel good about Tyson. I know some people think that, oh he's a big threat. Yeah, people are going to come for him. But mm-hmm. There's just going to be other threats that are more threatening than he is.
I think so, too.
Okay. All right. So Marcus wants to know, will it be different commentating on Tyson's game compared to when you commentated on Stevens? Yeah, I think it will be, because I think that for Steven, who, you know, does like podcasts about Survivor, like I think that Steven would read into things a lot more than Tyson does. You know, I think that, you know, I've already podcasted a season that Tyson played on when I was friends with Tyson.
Uh-huh. And you're still friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he won.
Yeah.
It was like, wasn't like he did anything. But I remember being very down on the move that Tyson made in Blood versus Water when he voted. He voted out Aris. I thought he did it way too early.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, and that was weird also because I was friendly with Aris, but. I thought that he kind of was too aggressive in that spot.
Yeah.
And it worked out fine.
Yeah.
Worked out fine. I've done it before. I feel like that I know most of these people.
Yeah.
I just have to be fair, you know? I'm not going to make any, you know, cheap shots or personal
That's
attacks
not your style.
On people. But I wouldn't do that with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm...
And I think Tyson could take it. Tyson's, he's not a whiner.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if anybody can take criticism, it's Tyson.
Yeah.
He has to deal with Midwest Barb all the time. So he's used to dealing with criticism.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. You say thumbs up for Tyson?
Two thumbs up for Tyson.
Two thumbs up for Tyson. Tell me about Tony.
Tony, one of my favorite people.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard from Tony in a while.
Yeah, neither have I. Tony, but remember back in 2014, we used to hear from Tony all the time.
Yes, I miss those days.
Such a great time. You see, have you noticed that I have a Team TV up here in my studio?
That's been there for a while. It's next to your Mets jerseys.
Yes.
You have two Mets jerseys and a Tony jersey.
Yes, from King of the Jungle. Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it say? Can you read that?
Team Vlacho.
Yes, okay.
And then it's like signed, right?
Yes, I have a signed Team TV
Wait,
t-shirt.
Why didn't I get one?
I don't know.
That's messed up, Tony.
Anyway, so here he is. He's back. He flamed out in a second in Game Changers. He was the second person voted out.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's back, Nicole. Can Tony improve on that performance?
I feel like... I'm going to make the story up, but I feel... like he has had some time to reflect on his mistakes.
I believe he has.
And work on himself
mm-hmm.
to become the great Survivor player we know he is.
Mm-hmm. Fran Bernstein says, does Nicole love Tony as much as Rob does?
Yeah.
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 You do?
I love Tony.
Okay.
He's like a member of my family.
Yes. Was Tony one of your winner picks? I don't think so.
I don't know. Listeners, go back on that.
they would know better. I don't think he was for Survivor Kagyan. I don't think so.
No. But I did predict the young lad thing, which was, you got to give me points on that.
I guess so. Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about Tony, it's been just as long since Tony played in Game Changers
mm-hmm.
as when Tony went from Kagyan to Game Changers.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's been shorter since Game Changers to now. But no, it's been 3 years just the same.
Yeah. That math confused me.
It was...
You don't have to say it again.
3 years ago that he played in Game Changers.
Yes.
And it was 6 years ago that he played Kaguyan.
Great.
So it's been 3 years between both.
Got it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Divided in half.
That's right. That's right. So thumbs up or thumbs down for Tony. Can he do well this time?
I feel like Tony can go first one out to all the way to the end.
Yes. But Nicole, what do you think?
What is this
happen?
Nicole Stradamus thing?
Yes.
I'm not feeling great.
You already
I really wish I didn't feel this way, but
oh my God. Okay. All right. And then one last person, Nicole. Nick Wilson.
Nick
Wilson.
He's back. Mm-hmm.
Ready to go. After season 37's win, the most recent winner.
Yeah. I feel like he's in a good position. Like, he's not a threat. Anybody's looking at him.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah?
I think that people just watched him play. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. How many people know him?
Nobody.
And they watched him, you know, he played a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't know.
But it wasn't a super aggressive game.
Wasn't super aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't backstab people left and right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that people underestimated him in his first game.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't know if they're going to underestimate him this time. And I don't know if he has a lot of connections.
I feel like there's bigger fish to fry in this game than Nick.
Yeah. I'm just worried that he doesn't know enough people.
Well... He seemed pretty social.
Yep. He did work with a lot of people in David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
So I think if he can, you know, stick around long enough to start to make bonds, then I think he's going to be okay. But I'm worried about him in the early going.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right.
I feel like Tyson is going to know his game.
Okay. All right. So you feel like then he is in trouble?
Well, I feel like if anybody's going to call him out, I feel like it would be Tyson.
Okay. All right. Nicole, I have some other questions from the listeners.
Good, I love questions.
Okay. All right. More questions, more participation from the listeners.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes this, you know, not just two people just talking.
Because no one really cares what I have to say.
Well, why do you say, Nicole, there's a whole podcast about what you have to say. Anybody
listening
is that they want to hear what you have to say. That's the whole point of the show.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole, who had the best black and white cast photo?
I don't think anybody did.
Oh, you hated them.
No, black and white photos are terrible. It shows all your flaws.
Yeah, I think that that's what was beautiful about them.
Oh, well, I did not like them.
So you would not like a...
Oh, I would be mad.
Close-up black and white photo. What about the one that I took? Did you like that one?
Rob, the thing about you is that as you get older, you get better looking, and it is so irritating.
Did you like the black and white photo that I took?
I saved it to my phone.
You saved it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's more sepia, actually.
What do you mean it's sepia? The only sepia I know about is Vesepia. That there's no color.
Mm-hmm.
It's desaturated.
Maybe it's the terrible lighting in this room.
This was outside. Look at the bushes.
I understand that is outside.
Yes. Okay. All right. Nicole, then you're the first person I've heard say, oh, the black and white pictures stunk.
I don't like black and white pictures.
Okay. Kristen wants to know, what contestant does Nicole think is the most like her? On this season.
Why don't you answer that question?
Sandra.
I could see it.
Cindy wants to know, who is allowed to babysit the kids from this season?
Oh, I feel like there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said before, we want Sandra can be their grandma.
I would not say that.
I would say aunt.
Let's say aunt.
Well, I mean, I don't think of her as having the age of a grandma, but
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Fine, aunts.
Yes, I don't know what you mean. Okay. All right. Then, let's see. William wants to know, if all 20 of these winners contacted Rob has a PR firm when they got the call from CBS, are there any that you would have told to decline the invite for the sake of their reputation? You know what? I mean, the only people I would say, you know, would be like... you know, Rob and Sandra, that they're the people, but even if they go out, like, it's not like, oh, they stink now, that
They're still Rob and Sandra.
They had great accomplishments. Yeah. There's nobody that I would say that, hey, I don't know why you accepted the invitation. I talked about this on the other podcast. Cochran said no. I think he made the right decision.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he would be a huge target in this season. And so I think that he's somebody.
He's going out on a high note. He's good.
He only had to lose. Like, he's doing great in his career. I think that he smartly said no. But outside of that, I don't think there's anybody that I would have said, hey, stay home and, you know, and don't go back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody that walked away from a job that it was like, hey, you know, you were gonna, you know, once upon a time. And I know Andrea likes to talk about this. I told Andrea, yeah, that what are you wasting your time with this for? But she had a great, she just started
a great job. Yeah. But she still has that great job.
Yeah, and she still has that great job. And I'm so happy everything worked out. But you never know with Survivor where you could get sick or
get hurt.
They hire a fill-in for you when you're gone, and then they say, oh, actually, this new person is, Wally Pipped.
That's how a friend of ours down the street got his awesome job.
What's that? Somebody was out sick?
Somebody was out sick
in
a really, really great job,
mm-hmm.
and he subbed, and they liked him better. And, you know, 10 years later, he still has that job.
So, I told Andrea, you know, hey, maybe don't go to Game Changers. It was really from a place of, what do you need this for?
Yeah.
What do you need this aggravation? Survivor's not fun. Going on a cruise is fun.
Yeah. Is it?
What?
Going on a cruise?
I think I'd rather go on Survivor.
Yeah, going on a cruise, that does not seem fun to me.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Cliff Stewart said, does anybody leave the edge? No, right?
I think maybe.
You think so? Why?
Maybe. Well, they don't need that.
Maybe Rob or Amber goes home?
Maybe.
Yeah. I could see that.
Maybe Harvey goes home. She's like, I got a little one at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from Allison. Bryce usually picks the freakiest freak. Who would Nicole recommend as a candidate? Do you want to pick a freakiest freak?
Freakiest freak?
Yes. Hmm.
Oh, I feel like Tony is the freakiest freak, right?
I don't know. I mean, I could see it.
I'd like to see Sophie be a freaky freak.
Yes. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Do you know what the freakiest freak is?
Not really.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you after the podcast. Okay. I think that when...
Oh, I think I know.
Yes.
I take it back, Sophie. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I'm trying to see... Nicole's been fortunate to meet some of these survivors from Mike Edwards. Is there anyone in particular that she's excited or surprised to see?
I think I'm really surprised to see Parvati back. I thought that she was done. I'm happy to see her back. I love watching her play.
Yes. Okay. Nicole, are you ready
to
share with us your winner pick for this season? No.
I'm not.
You're not. Do you want to just keep going for like another half an hour and eventually you'll get there?
It hasn't come to me yet.
Okay. All right. So do you have it narrowed down to a couple of people?
I do.
Yes. Is this the hardest season that you've ever had to pick a winner?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want to hear my pick for a winner? Okay.
I'm very curious. I didn't really hear a lot of your opinion on this.
Well, I've been fortunate
enough
to do... You
told everybody else.
I haven't said it on the podcast, but I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of press around the 10-year anniversary of Rob has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I had an interview with People.com, with Screen Rants.
So
I posted
fancy.
Odds with the AV Club this week. And so I've been asked in a couple of these interviews of who's my winner pick for the season. So some people may already know, but I have said that my pick for winner is none other than Ethan Zahn. That has been my pick for the winner. It's the same pick as Josh Wigler and I have been... linked at the hip with a lot of these winner picks. It has not gone good for any of them when Josh Wigler and I are, I mean, but let alone me, but me and Josh Wigler.
Has Josh ever
good.
Picked a winner?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if he has or not.
Yeah.
But so this is our mutual pick once again. And Josh said it on the podcast I did with him, which was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, that's mine too.
Yeah.
I've gone with Ethan.
That's a good pick.
Yes. I mean, I feel like that Ethan, and just to talk it through, I think that Ethan is going to be underestimated. He's non-threatening. He's super smart.
And he's a fun guy.
I think his thing is like, hey, I'm old. I don't know what I'm doing. what's an idol? What do I do? He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows everything. He wouldn't come back and play. But he's gonna be like, wait, what's this? Who is this?
He went back and watched every season.
He knows what he's doing. Uh-huh. He knows what he's up to, and he's got this amazing story. And if he gets to the end, how do you vote for him?
Yeah.
How do you vote for him? So. Yeah. I think that Ethan
And he lives in the country now. He knows how to build a fire.
And look, Ethan played 39 days in Africa. This is going to be
a picnic.
Fiji is a walk in the park mm-hmm. for Ethan.
Yeah.
Edge of Extinction is a vacation
mm-hmm.
after 39 days in Africa.
Yeah.
And he's in great shape. You know, that he is somebody that he's non-threatening. People aren't coming for him. Got a great story. I feel like that, you know, with any of these, not a great percentage chance of any of these hitting. But
yeah.
Ethan, I think, has the, I can't find the downside.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear you.
Nicole.
Yeah.
People say, oh, well, is he going to even know how an idol works? Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
All right. Nicole.
Yes. You want to know my two that I
married? Are you down to two?
I'm down to two.
Okay, you're down to two. Hold on. You want a drum roll?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Nicole is down to two. And let's hear Nicole's top two. All right, here we go. Here's the first one.
One is a repeat.
A repeat, yes. Yes.
Yes. My first one is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Because I believe so much in Jeremy.
You believe in Jeremy mm-hmm. so much, but then you seem like you are...
But not that much.
Like you seem like you are conflicted here.
Yes.
These guys are so dumb.
Yes. All right.
And then my other one
yes.
is a woman.
A woman. Okay, mm-hmm. hold on. It calls a woman pick.
I believe they're on the same.
Yes.
I'm going with Michelle.
Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. So, Nicole is between Michelle and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, Nicole. So, you got to pick one.
I have to pick one. That is the rule.
Yes. Where did the Michelle thing through? I feel like the Michelle thing is out of nowhere. You said you think she's hot.
Yes, and that takes you far.
Okay. Well, what else about Michelle?
She's going... If she plays, you know, doesn't come in like trying to prove something and plays just kind of under the radar, I think she mm-hmm. can go far.
Okay. All right. So, anything else about Michelle?
No, that's it.
That was it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So... Do you feel you want to flip a coin? What do you want to do here? How do you want to settle
this? All right, coin flip. Michelle wins.
Michelle, you going with Michelle?
I'm going with Michelle.
All right, so Nicole's winner pick is Michelle.
Bro, I know.
Bro.
Okay.
I know.
All right, does Nicole know? We will find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think it's a good pick?
I think between the two, I would have gone Jeremy, but it's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Nicole. Nicole says Michelle Fitzgerald.
But then if Jeremy wins, like, I kind of win too.
Yeah. You said Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You don't get two people.
Well, I mean.
Then I get Sarah Lucina from when she won in Kaguyan.
No.
Or in Game Chain, whenever
you
she won.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
All right. Okay, Nicole. So, great job. Good breaking everything down.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about?
I would like to go to bed.
Okay. First definition, second definition?
The only definition.
Okay. All right, Nicole, you can hear the First Lady of Podcasting every week on the Patreon 5 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 3 weeks out of the month, the fourth week out of the month.
I don't get invited.
Well, you're welcome to join me. Then I do the monthly Patreon cast. This past month, in the last week of January, I broke the record for the longest Patreon cast I've ever done. 5+ hours phone calls
insane
from the patrons.
Insane.
Next month I have to like set it up where I'm standing or at least set up like a separate camera angle it's too long to sit in the chair.
Did your butt like cheeks gun them?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have to slap them?
No, I didn't need
you
to slap
should've.
Them, but
you, should probably
you know, it's a, I don't think that's, you know, you're not, your Apple Watch will tell you, you're not supposed to sit for 5 hours straight.
I think anybody can tell you. You don't need Apple Watch.
Yeah, you're not really. Even if you go on a flight, they tell you you're supposed to get up and walk around.
Was your Apple Watch yelling at you?
I don't even have an Apple Watch. Oh. So that I just know you're supposed to walk around. So anyway, 5-hour Patreon cast is what I did last month. I also do a weekly Facebook Friday. So just last week alone, I did over 7 hours of podcasts. Just for the patrons.
I just had a Buzz Lightyear sticker on my butt.
Okay, thank you. Stay with me. Stay with me. We're almost done here.
Yeah.
Rob has a website.com/patron. We're also going to start the Survivor pregame show as well. That's just the content, let alone the Survivor Facebook groups and the Rob is a Podcast patron community and all the other goodies we have for you over at robhasawebsite.com/patron. We've got so many podcasts coming up for you for the new Survivor season, not to mention everything that we're doing over on the Rehap Ups. And the best way to support everything we're doing is at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Nicole, we're so excited. The 10-year anniversary is coming. This is going to be, I think, the last time we're going to hear from you. Do you have anything you want to say about the last 10 years of your life that you've spent listening to your husband talk in rooms by himself?
Well, it's less time that he's talking to me, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really nice to watch you do what you love, and it's really good inspiration for the boys to watch you make your dreams come true and do what you want.
I'll be celebrating 2 10-year anniversaries this year.
Yes.
And this February is going to be the 10-year anniversary of Rob Has a Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then in August, it's going to be the 10-year anniversary of Rob Has a Marriage.
Yes. Did you think we're going to last this long?
Yes.
Me too. Me too.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes, I did.
Me too.
I'm not surprised that you seem surprised.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course.
Okay. All right. So big year, a big year. And we don't even need to talk about any other big dates coming up in 2020.
Nope, that's it. That's all we need to know.
Nice round numbers
nope,
this year.
Just those two.
Okay. Season 40. Okay. All right. Nicole, are you pumped up for the season? Nicole will be with us on Wednesday night. The many patrons that are going to be with us on Wednesday for our big show.
Mm-hmm. I have narrowed down my outfit to 2 dresses.
Yes. The Jeremy and Michelle of outfits.
Yeah.
So, okay. We'll see. I'm sure Nicole will ultimately end up going with a third option that it will be off the board.
No, I've really narrowed it down.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I had a lot of fun podcasting about Survivor Australia with Shannon Gates today. This is the third podcast in a row that I've done here on Wednesday to talk with Mike Bloom and Chelsea Walker about the season 40 special. Talked to Angie Kontz earlier this week. So a ton of great stuff, not to mention everything that's going on over on post-show recaps. I talked about Curb Your Enthusiasm this week. I talked about
the most annoying show ever.
Curb Your Enthusiasm,
yes.
or Rob is a Podcast?
Well,
okay, think about that. Okay. And then Star Trek Picard, I'm going to talk about that with Mike Bloom and Jessica Lease on Friday. So lots of great stuff coming your way, and maybe a few more surprises coming up in between now and the 10-year anniversary of Rob as a Podcast and the 40 season premiere coming up on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.